One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. How do you do things with only one hand? This is the question I get asked often by children. Hey, hey, okay, here we go, episode number 86. And this question really, or this podcast is really about this main question that I get asked about a lot from children. How do you do things with only one hand? Now, I've had many, many podcasts about just interacting with kids. I have a great time with children. They approach me a lot in public. And there really isn't a day that goes by where I'm in public that a child does not ask me a question or look at me or ask their parents about me or who knows what can arise. But I'll tell you, it's a special, special thing when it happens so often. And over the course of my life, I've just started to notice certain patterns. And one side pattern that I've noticed is that little boys ask different questions than little girls. And that's worthy of a podcast on its own. But another pattern that I see is just the types of questions children ask. And a lot of them revolve around how I can do things. But usually the first question is how do you do things with one hand? Sometimes it is so, so funny. And then, depending on my answer, I just get a whole slew of other questions because it's generally they're just asking that question. It's based in their contemplation like, oh, well, I'm five and I have two hands and some things are really hard. So therefore, not having two hands must mean things are more hard. Classic child logic. So then they just want to know all kinds of things. And the questions children ask are amazing. And I learn so much about each child based on the questions that they ask me about how I do certain things. Now, okay, here's a great example. A number of years ago, I did a lot of boys and girls clubs around Idaho and in Oregon on just living life with one hand, basically speaking about my life, which is great because I love the Boys and Girls Club. I'm a big supporter of the Boys and Girls Club, and I love speaking there. So they asked me to come out and to speak, and I think this one was in, maybe it was in Cuna, Idaho. But I went out there and gave my talk, and then usually when I'm done talking, kids want to see things, or they want to, you know, I want to say it's show and tell, but it's also sometimes like it can be show and touch because kids want to see my arm. They want to touch my arm. They want me to give them little high fives. They want me to do all that kind of stuff. But I remember when I was at the Boys and Girls Club and then my talk was over and I said, okay, do you guys have any questions? And this one girl raised her hand and she's like, well, I just wanted to know, how do you clean your back? I mean, come on. What kind of question is that? I mean, it's hard enough for two people to clean their back. And I have this standing joke that part of my shower is like a giant cleaning brush, you know, and I just get soap all over it and I rub my back on it, right? But basically, you know, I have a long shower brush. I have to use an extra long one. I got to find them long. They make some short ones, but that's not enough for me. But if I want to get to the middle of my back, yeah, I need some extra help. And basically, I need a shower brush. And I've taken that to a couple talks for kids in the past. For a while, I was trying to set up the whole, let me bring everything kids have ever asked me about how I get things done. Right? And then this other little boy, he asks a great question. He's like, well, how do you cook? Okay. And I said, well, can you be more specific? And he was like, well, how do you hold a pan? How do you hold a pan and stir? Which I think is a great, great question. Because that's a real, that question is deserving of a lot of consideration and a little bit of contemplation, because that's a thing in my one-handed world that I experience. And just let me say this, because when I watch two-handed people do things, they can hold something in one hand and articulate with their other hand, okay? Meaning, I can hold a pan and stir it with my other hand. Well, I can't do it, but two-handed people can. Same thing like holding open a laundry basket, holding a laundry bag, and putting clothes in there. And basically, it comes down to a lot of other things. I mean, it's a two-handed world. Things are designed for two-handed people. And basically, that means is one hand is holding something, the other hand is articulating in relation to what's being held. So I was like, you know what? That's a great question, and I am rarely asked that question. And I told him that I have a Velcro strap and I strap my short arm to the pan so I can hold it and stir. Which is, what a great question. What a great question. Another great question that I get is, how do you clip your fingernails? I wish I was doing a vlog right now. I'd have to show that. But there's enough videos of one-handed people clipping their nails on YouTube. You can find it. But yeah, of course I can do it. And it takes a little bit of practice, but it's something that I can do. But I got down on one knee. Usually I use my knee. You know, I use my short arm and my knee, and I hold the fingernail clippers in between there. And then I can, you know, I can push them down and take care of my fingernails. I can do what needs to get done. I just got to find another way to do it. Now, in a more captive audience, like speaking with kids, I get those kind of questions. And I get a lot of other questions, but it's really the more spontaneous interactions where just the craziest things come up. I had these two interactions at coffee shops. Now, currently, I'm not drinking coffee, but I've spent many, many years drinking large amounts of coffee, and I love spending time in a coffee shop. And part of that means is I spend a lot of time in line in a coffee shop. And when I was standing in line, this little girl behind me noticed that I didn't have two hands. And she was like, whoa, you don't have two hands. And I turned around and I was like, whoa, you are super observant. And she's like, wow, what's that like, not having two hands? I think she must have been 8 or 9, something like that. And I was like, well, I don't know. It's not that bad because I've been like this my whole life. So it's all that I know. And that's when she asked, well, how do you do things? And I was like, well, what kind of things do you want to see me do? And she said, this is the classic. This is the most classic. And I've podcast about it. And I do it almost at every professional speech that's related with kids. How do you tie your shoes? Fortunately, I had laces, and I mostly wear shoes with laces just for this opportunity. I went down and tied my shoe, and she's like, hey, okay. She's like, how do you hold a cup? So I showed her. I put the cup in my hand. I put the cup on my short side because I have an elbow. I put it right in the crook of my elbow and squeezed it. And, you know, it has to be of a certain width, and it can't be too heavy, but I can actually hold a cup in my hand and move it around. And she's like, oh, okay, drink from it. Now that takes a little more work, but I was able to do it. And then then she asked me this question. It's the only time I've ever been asked this question. And we'll see in this lifetime if it ever arises again. But she looked at me dead serious, 100%. And she's like, well, how do you hold your Bible? I was like, oh, right on, right on. Opened up my book bag, pulled out a book, and I just opened it right up. Actually, I was holding it in my hand. And she's like, no, you have to put it in the other side. So I just put it right on the crook, and there I was, holding the Bible. I was even turning pages. And she was like, okay. And then I don't remember that much after that. However, at this other coffee shop, this other little girl totally did the same thing. She wanted to know how I could hold my coffee, why I didn't have two hands, how can I do anything. She's like, well, how do you put a coat on? Okay, so I showed her how I put my coat on. And that's an interesting question. You know, that question gets asked a lot. You know, you talk about how do you do things and the things that kids ask. And how do you tie your shoes? How do you cook food? How do you clean your back? Right? This one girl, this one little girl, this, oh, she was so adorable. I think she was like 4. She's like, well, what ring are you going to put? What finger are you going to put your wedding ring on? I said, well, I could wear it on my right hand, but I was thinking maybe I could get a big bracelet for my arm and wear it around my elbow. And she's like, you know what? That's a really good idea because it would be on your left side. I'm not sure where I was. I think it was some department store when this little boy was just staring at me. Parents were like, oh, you shouldn't stare. But he just walked up to me and he's like, hey, what happened to your hand? And I said, oh, I was born like this. And he's like, whoa, okay, well, you know, how do you do stuff? Okay, what do you want to see me do? He's like, how do you put on a watch? What a great question. Now, I have some retractable stretch wristbands, watch bands, but most of my watches are antique Bulova mechanical watches. I love wind-up watches. And I have watches mostly from the 20s and 30s and 40s. I got a few from the 50s and just a couple from the 60s. But my affinity for Bulova watches started with my father. I watched my father wear this watch my whole life. I had to think about that phrase. And when he passed away, I inherited his Bulova watch, his mechanical watch, wind-up watch, and I've acquired an affinity for them, and just over the years, I've been collecting them. Typically on a really nice antique watch, you have a really nice leather band, and as a one-handed guy, those leather bands can take some work, and they do. And I'll have to do a video on that. And I'm sure you can see videos, but yeah, they take a little work, and I've mastered it. But sometimes it's a little quirky and it can be a little challenging. But that's what that kid wanted to see. And I was like, okay, let's do it. But I said, you got to take my watch off. And he did. And I put the watch on. And at that time I hit it just in one turn. And even his parents were impressed. And he's like, okay, show me how you take it off. And then I had to do this little maneuver to get enough wristband, leather watch band, to get enough of that to curl up, and then I could grab it with my teeth and then open it up. And there's a few different ways I can do it, but wow, what a great question. Kids just want to see me do all kinds of things. How do you drive? How do you dance? Like I said before, classic, how do you tie your shoes? How do you cook? More rare ones, how do you clean your back? How are you going to wear a wedding ring? Oh, I'll tell you, the questions kids ask and the purity of how they do it. I'm going to end the podcast with this cute little story about this little girl who approached me in a coffee shop, and she's just like, "Hey, mister, you don't have two hands." And I was like, I know. Wow, you're really smart. And she's like, thanks. And she's like, but isn't it hard? Like, isn't it hard to do things with one hand? And I said, well, not really. It's just I got to do things differently. Some things are really hard. But most things, I just have to find a different way of doing stuff. And she was right there. She's like, well, because I asked her, I was like, well, what do you want to see me do? And we're in a coffee shop. People are actually starting to pay attention to us. And she's like, well, I want to see you tie your shoe. Because she's like, it must be really hard to live like that. And I was like, no, it's not that bad at all. And I went down to tie my shoe and she got really excited. She's like, wow, that's great. That's great. How do you hold a cup? And at first I held it in my hand. I was like, oh, like this. And she's like, no, no, no. And in your other, she didn't even know what to say. She's like, well, how do you hold it on your other side? And I showed her how I held it in my other side. And then this little girl, like, I actually turned to look at her parents because we're having this, like, very public moment and everyone's kind of paying attention. And then I could feel her, like, she came up on my short side and she grabbed my little cup and she held it. She grabbed my cup and she held it up in the air. And I could tell with all her sincerity and all her heart, she was holding this cup up for me. Like, oh, I'm here. I can help you. And I just grabbed the cup and I was like, oh, thank you. That's really sweet. And she asked me other questions. She's like, well, you know, how do you do this and how do you do that? I can't remember what the questions were, but I just remember she just had all these questions for me. And then I answered every one. And she's like, you know what? That's great. You can do a lot with one hand. And I was like, yes, I can. And you don't need two hands to really do anything. And you just need to have a lot of power, the power of your thinking. And I just gave her a little boost. I was like, you know, and it doesn't matter whether you have one hand or two hands or three hands or no hands or you're a little boy or a little girl or any color you can be, black, white, doesn't matter, Puerto Rican, Chinese, yellow. You can do anything you want to do if you put your mind to it and you're good. As long as you're good, I'll support you. And then she just was kind of smiling and like swaying back and forth. And then she did this cute little spin, right? And I knew some special question was going to come out. Like I could just tell she looked a little embarrassed and I don't know, she was kind of giddy, right? Maybe slightly smitten. I can't quite explain it, you know, but she just kind of like shifted from side to side and turned her head and she was holding her hands together. And then she spun around again and she's like, well, I have another question. And I was like, what's your question? And she said, well, how do you hug people? Oh, I thought that was so sweet. I made a quick look at her parents and they kind of gave me the okay. And I was like, do you want to find out? And she's like, yeah. And she totally jumped into my arms, right? And I just, right. What can you do, right? What can you do when a child jumps on you for a hug? Well, you just give yourself to them. I mean, what can you do? So I just hugged her and oh, she was hugging me so sincerely. It was so special of a moment. I just gave her a true hug. Oh, so deep, so clean, so pure. And I just really squeezed her good, you know, not tight, but just really sincere. And I made sure that my left arm was kind of high up on top, right? And I just really cuddled her in there with my short side. And then when she was done, she kind of pulled back and I let go. And she's like, wow. You give really good hugs. Oh, what can you do? I was like, not too bad for a one-handed guy. And she's like, yeah. You know? And everyone got a good giggle out of that. We're just having this moment. Having this moment in a coffee shop. It's so special. Because these things that kids want to know, how do you do things with one hand? And I love it when kids ask that question. Because sometimes adults were like, you know, I'm really glad my kid asked that because I was curious too, but I wasn't going to ask. And that's usually when I tell them, well, that's why I love children, because they're not afraid to ask. And there's nothing wrong with asking. They just want to know. They're just curious. So I make myself available to children. Well, I make myself available to pretty much anyone who wants to ask how I can get anything done. I mean, let's find a way. But when it comes to children, they just, you know what, on a daily basis, they make my life so much more special. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.